Today's Daf Lamed, and last year we did a bit of a Girsa change, if you remember, for one part of the Gemara, and that was because it was relating to the difference between dinar zahav or zahav. So now the continuation here from where up to in the top of Daf Lamed is Pnei Moshe does another Girsa change, and he said you should read it as follows. So I'll just read it. Read straight from the Pnei Moshe instead. He says, "Bekan gam ken girsa nishtabsha b'chaser ba'ataka." Al pi tosefta kai kedemuchach lekaman. Muchach lekaman. Like it must be, in other words, he's getting trained in the Gerus, and it must be so based on the tosefta. And it says that with tosefta mechilta perik hey garis dinarei zahav. Importantly, it's got a yud. Libiadcha ein lecha, and he says ein lecha liya kesef tristo trisit pundion or pruta. Meaning if the claim was for dinarei zahav, and he just said, well, I don't have a gold coins of yours, but I've got other coins. Then we say he's patur. However, dinar zahav, if he says a dinar zahav, that's one dinar of gold, like gold coin, libadcha, and he says, ein lecha ela dinarei kesef, trisit, pundion, or prutot, and the person admits to having a certain sum of other denominations, then he'd be chayav. Now, why is that? Because we accepted the fuska tu bereisha b'seifa, dinar zahav, b'taut sofer hu, however, it's perish on the farish lag Rabbi Yaakov l'taimei. So let's continue back in the Gemara now. So dropping down three lines. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baravina, Bekadmita, Bin and Amrin. I would have thought in the beginning that the svar is as follows. Dinar zahav can imply protrot. However, dinarei zahav ain't on protrot, which means someone might say, you owe me $100, for example. Now, it doesn't mean it's specifically a $100 bill. It could be a whole lot of coins to the sum of $100. That's what you have in my possession. That's why dinar zahav, and the person admits to having other denominations, that's considered more of a mikzah. However, if he says dinarei zahav, gold coins, then the understanding is it means gold coins. And if he says no, I've got other denominations, then that's not really what that's not no, no longer more of a mikzah. That's effectively what he thought to say. However, the Gemara says no ilu mar dinarei zahav zahuv ye'ut. He says, no. If really there's no difference between dinar and dinarei zahav, it makes no difference. When is it being makbid specifically on these gold coins? If it's dinar zahav, zahuv, that are gold, let's put it that way. In that situation, that's when he's paying specifically gold coins. If there's a mission from other denominations, not considered whatever makes up. But if it's dinar or dinarei zahav, it doesn't make a difference. It's like saying $100. And therefore, even if it's 50s or 20s or 10s, it doesn't make a difference. Eshechtani dinar zahav zahuv. Then also in that would be Pator, because again that's exactly Zahu Zahav you got here. Okay, and this is now Halacha Dalet. Now this piece of the Gemara we've actually saw back in Masechet Ketubot. We'll go through it again now. Kur Tvuah li biyadcha. Well, it's actually more the Gemara, I should say, but let's continue, which we'll see soon. But Kur Tvuah li biyadcha. You have a kur is a large volume of produce, and he says Ein lecha biyadi, and the person admit, says, and it's only a letach kitnit. Now, kitnit is legumes, tfuah is usually understood as referring to grain, and therefore it's not considered more of a mitzvah. However, if the claim was kur peirot, now peirot doesn't mean fruit like we'd say. Peirot always in the, or pretty much always in the Mishnah, is referring to produce. Now, produce is a very broad term that can encompass wheat, tfuah, it can increase, encompass kitniot. So therefore, if the claim is for kur peirot, and he says, no, all you've got is a letach. Letach is a half a kur of kitniot. Then he's chayev. Why? Shakitnil bichlal peirot, because now it's more of a mitzvah and it's the mimina ta'ana. Now, next, tano chitin. If the claim was for chitin, the admission was regarding sorim is patur, because as we said, for this shvuat daimin, has to be more of a mitzvah mimina ta'ana, from the same like type of what the claim was. However, Rabban Gamliel, and so therefore, since the claim was for wheat and the admission was regarding barley, it's not the same thing as patur. However, Gamliel says no, he's chayv in that situation because he says it doesn't have to be mimina to atana. Let's continue. I turn to Chavar Kedesh Shemen, Vodala Bakankanin. Now, we'll have to unpack this case when we get to Gemara, but we'll just read it as it says. If some, the claim was for jugs, Kadesh Shemen, jugs of oil, and the admission was for just jugs, meaning I have. Oil, I've got jugs, I've got no, but I don't have any of your oil. Admono says, so il v'hoda min ha-ta'ana, since this seems to be a modern mikzah. Yishavah Chachamim says, eno, however, Chachamim disagreed, endo min ha-ta'ana, and we'll have to leave this in suspense because the Gemara will discuss it. That's why, and Amar Rabban Gamliel, roi ni divrei admoni. Ultimately, it was a shit of admon. Next. Tanu kelim v'karakot. What if the claim is for Kalin and Karaka? Now, you don't make a shvua for Karaka. That's an important piece. So, Adaba Kalin v'kfar b'Karaka or b'Karaka v'kfar b'Kalin, in that situation, above at this stage, the girsa there is patur. Why? It's because since the min that he did kfira on, or the min that he was moda on, is not something you make a shvua on, therefore it's not considered moda b'miktza. However, interestingly, if however, Adaba miktzat Kalin, if, however, he admits to having in his possession some kelim, then he is chayev, in that situation, you'll see in a minute. And not only is he chayev make a shvuah, but through a gilgul shvuah, you can also make him make a shvuah regarding the karka as well. However, miktzat karka, or when if he's omission to partially having some land, then we say in that situation that, well, you don't make a shvuah for land, so there's no more of a miktzat in that case for land. And therefore, there's no Gilgul Shvuah also for the Karak, for the Kalim. So there's no chiyuv to make a Shvuah. Let's continue. And that explains the last piece that I said, by the way, I already hinted to, by the way, in this concept of a Gilgul Shvuah, that if you're already making a Shvuah for the in as part of the claim for the Kalim, we can encompass in that also the Shvuah regarding land, even though land on its own you wouldn't make a Shvuah for. Okay, so through you can by the by sort of lump it into this shvuah. That's an important point. Now let's learn the Gemara. Kul tvol yevadcha. Now Rabbi Ami says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. This is the first version of reading Rabbi Yochanan. He says matnita b'tano chitim v'lo basurim. When do we say moda b'miktzad is patur? If it's not mimina ta'ana, that's if the claim was for wheat and the admission was for barley. So it's complete opposite. However, aval tano shnei minin. What happens if the claim was for, say, wheat and barley? V'odala b'chameh, the admission was from one of them. Then divrei kol, everyone will agree in that situation that it's chayav. Change the gear. So you'll see later on because the later opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is patur. Why? Because again, we stay like Rabbi Chaim in Ketubot because he views this entire claim, for example, wheat and barley, as being a single claim, and is admitted to one of those things. So it's a partial admission. So therefore, this is a kashis. My that naninan Rabban Gamliel mechayev. If that's the case, why are we saying Rabban Gamliel mechayev? So I'll just explain. So we have to insert here back in Ketubot. It added the following. Rabbi says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo sof davar matnita b'ta'ano chitin v'odala besorin. Ela im ta'anu shnei minim v'odala b'chamehem divrei chachamim patur, which means that according to Rav Imi, the machloket is also in the other case. Now, if you have a look at the Pnei Moshe, he says the same thing at the top. In the Moshe, it's Rav Imi says b'shem Rav Yochanan lo sof davar matnitin b'ta'anu chitin v'odala besorim. Ela im ta'anu shnei minim v'odala b'chamehem, then chachamim would say patur. So just to make that clear, there's a section we have to really insert here that we don't have in this in our Gemara here in Shavua. The Gemara should be starting by saying as follows. Matnita, the Gemara starts by saying that betano chitim v'dol basorim. Avalim tosh neminim, if there's two different minim, v'dol bachamem, divra kol chayv, because it's one, if you like, claim. Rav Imi says, b'shem Rav Yochanan now says, no, lo sof dal maniti, not just in the case of tano chitim v'dol basorim, el im tano shneiminim, if the claim was for two different minim, say chitim v'dol basorim, v'dol bachamem, and it was partial admission, then Chachamim would say patur, even in that case. So that's why the Gemara says, if that's the case, lama tanin Rav Gamliel mechayev. So why are we teaching that case? So I'll just read you the Rav Chaim back in Ketubot. It says, lama tanin Rav Gamliel mechayev, kolomar lama tanin plukta the Rabbanan Rav Gamliel betan chitim v'dol asorim. Why would then you, in the Mishnah, talking about our Mishnah, talking about the machloket is where the claim was in chitin and the admission was sorim? Rebuta tvei lashman, you could have taught the bigger chiddush. Dafilu tano chitin, in if the claim was chitin and sorin, v'odola b'chamem, and the mission was for only one of them, still chachamim would say patu. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. It should have been phrased like, if that's the case, if according to Rav Imi, that even in the case where tano chitin and sorin, and the mission is only for one, and the chachamim would still say patu, so teach that case. That's an even bigger chiddush. Even bigger chiddush, when you see two different minim in his minute to 1 minute, still not considered modern mikzah. That's a bigger chiddush. So that's why the Gemara says no. That's bala diachokocho. It's trying to teach the, if you like, the extent of the Chiddush in the Shita of Rabban Gamliel, which is at Eichan Hu Mechayev, in terms of that even if its situation was Tana was only Chitin and the Mitzvah was only Surim, not one of the two, even in that situation, he would say you don't need Mimina Tana and be Chayev in a case of modern Mitzvah. Okay, now the Gemara says, now we in our Gemara have got Rav Chiya b'Shem Rav Yochanan. It says, V'chein Amar Rav Chiya b'Shem Rav Yochanan. You have to say V'chein, according to Pnei Moshe, because now we're saying Rav Chiya says in Rav Yochanan exactly what we've added, according to the Gears to change, Rav Imi said in Rav Yochanan. So let's read it again. V'chein Rav Chiya says, V'chein Rav Yochanan, Lo Savdal B'chaitin V'odal B'sorim. It's not just in this situation where the claim was for Chitin and the mission was Sorim. Aval Im Tano Shnei Minim. However, if the claim was for two different Minim, and he's only minted to one of them, still, we say divrei chachamim we patur. It's not considered modeh b'miktzah. However, Reish Lakish amar, here we've got a girsa change as well. My Gemara takes out the next few lines and add matnita is actually no. Batano chitin v'dala basorim. That's where the matnita is. The claim was for chitin and the mission was sorim. Aval tano shnei minim. If the claim was for two different minim, v'dala b'chamen divrei kol chayav. But again, the Gemara initially says, oh. If it's two different minim and the mission is for one of them, oh, divrei chayav, then Rav Imi says in there, in that case, Mechachamim agree it's not considered modeh b'miktzah. And we said Rav Chiya says in there, Rav Yochanan, the same understanding. And where Reish Lakish now says a bit like we started the Gemara with in the beginning, which is if it's two different minim and he admits to one of those two minim, then he would be chayav, divrei kol chayav. Okay, now the Gemara says Rav seemed to rule like Reish Lakish. Said, Chan Barnash, Azel Bayim Meirun Kamei Rav. It was an individual that wanted to come and made on Kamei Rav, didn't have a din in front of Rav. So, to have a matan nechavrei, chitin v'soren kusim. He's claiming it's his friend was chitin v'soren kusim. Amalei Rav, ham ten ad yigal galalecha, alach kol davai v'sofa tishva ala kulam. So the way the Korbanot explains this piece, literally Korbanot, not Pnei Moshe, it's been Korbanot as cited down the below in the Kutub HaFarshim, says, meaning, try and if you like, claim as much as you can. Ubasof in the end is going to make a shvua on it. Huishavalachashvuachat al ikaratfia and ali de gilgulin. Meaning midichai shvud lafisha odabachamen, shmaina tochidim vesurim odabachamen chayav. The fact that he's saying add more other minim, and through that you're going to be able to megagal a shvua, because it'll effectively be modim miktzat. Must mean that if there's multiple minim and you're moder to only one of them, it is still considered modem amikzah. I should say, not still, it is considered modem amikzah, which is exactly what Reish Lakish says. Okay? Because we said, one more time to make it clear, Reish Lakish says if it's two different minim and you're moder to one of those minim, it's considered modem amikzah, whereas Chachamim would hold, sorry, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, either Rabbi Chi is reading Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Imi is reading Rabbi Yochanan. That is not considered modeh b'miktzah. Let's continue. Amar Revav. Kach mishiv Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan. Adat, according to your understanding. Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan. Da'at amar ta'ano shnei minim. That if there's a claim of two minim vodo b'chamehen and divrei chaim is patur, va'ataninam, but one second, and our Mishnah says as follows. Kelim v'karkaot. If the claim is against kelim and karka, Vodah lo bekelim, and the mission is only kelim. Vekafar bekarkot, or bekarkot vekafar bekelim. Then in that situation, we said that it is what we said is patur. Now he says, if kelim vekelim is patur, kelim vekarkot lo kol sheken. Once again, in other words, Reish Lakish and Yochanan, you're telling me that if its a claim is for chitin and tzorin. And what happens is he admits only to one of them is patur, then the Mishnah wouldn't have even needed to teach us the case if the claim was for kelim and karka and admitted to one of them. Because in that situation, karka on its own is patur from a shvua. So kal v'chomer, if two minim is and he only admits to one of them is patur, kal v'chomer, if it's kelim and karka that admits to one of them is patur, why would the Mishnah need to teach us that case? So Amar Lehi says to him, no, the whole chap of teaching the Sefer of the Mishnah regarding Karak and Kalim is not for the first cases, but rather for the second cases, through the Gilgul Shvua, which means, if you remember, if someone partially admits to the Kalim component, we can megalgal and lump into that that he has to make a Shvua regarding Karaka, even though one would normally not have to make a Shvua for Karaka. Okay. So I'm going to talk to Shvuah the Menita. So I'm going to share Parachum. So I'm going to share Parachum. So I'm going to share Parachum. Now the Gemara says, I feel the Reish Lakish lay to Pali. Pliga. Okay, but Reish Lakish is not so safe. Now, if you remember, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that if it's two different minim, and in mitzvah one of them, everyone agrees in that situation, he's chayiv. That's considered one of mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Detaninan, ha-to'en l'chaveiro kadeshem nevodala bakankanim. So he says, I don't understand what the machloket in the Mishnah is about regarding these jugs of oil. Manan kaimin, we said again, kadeh shemen, the claim was against you've got barrels of oil. And he says, all I have is your kankanim or your barrels or your jugs. Okay? And we had a machloket there. The Gemara says, manan kaimin, according to you understand Rish Lakish. Im beta'an no kankanim, if the claim was just for kankanim and shemen, according to you, kol ala modeh sheyesh hodaya, and you said all he's admitting is to kankanim. According to you, divrei hakol, everyone agrees in that situation. Shnei minim v'dala. Okay. In other words, sheyesh hodaya mitana. However, im ta'ano, if the claim was, I've changed the gears around a bit, just shemen v'odah kankanim. If it were the claim was only for oil and the demission was for kankanim, then kol ama modesh ein odeya b'ta'ana, then it's not considered modeh b'mikzah. So then, what then is machlok between Admon and Chachamim about whether it's a modeh b'mikzah? It should be, according to you, it should be a clear cut case. Because again, you said that if the claim is for two things and the mission is only one of those two different minim, everyone agrees to chayat. Now, according to Yochanan, it'd be much easier because you can say, that's a machloket between Rambam Gamliel and Chachamim. So, what do we do? So, the Gemara says, Reb Zira says, B'shem, Shmuel, B'ta'ano kankanei shemen. So, the claim is again for jugs of oil. Ahen amar kankanim le'in, v'en amar re'kanim. So, the question is, how to interpret that claim of jugs of oil? According to the one opinion, he's saying, I'm claiming full jugs of oil, which is oil plus kankanim, and the omission is partial because he's admitting to just kankanim. Okay, which is the opinion of, as we said, it's opinion of Adam, just to get that straight. However, now the Shita says, it's actually reikanim. Now, reikanim, just to explain, the way the Moshe says, in other words, just as jugs of oil could refer to just jugs, so too the claim could be just oil. So, in other words, according to Chachamim, even though he says jugs of oil, it means I want oil, and the admission was jugs, and therefore it's not mimina ta'ana. So that's what the machloket is. It's not a machloket regarding shnei minim and there's admission for achat mehem, because everyone is going to be chayv there. The question is, what's his claim? So the Gemara says, Nicha kan kanin velo shemen. I can understand that someone asking for jugs of oil might be claiming just jugs. For jugs for oil, right? However, how can it be if he's asking jugs of oil, the claim is for shemen velo kan kanin? How can that be the case? Because we're trying to say the claim was for oil and the mission was kan kanin. So how can kan kanin oil, kan kanin shemen, just mean oil? So the Gemara says, no, it can be, because Rabbi Lazar says, mafik lishna machatzin. It could be that when he's saying jugs of oil, he's referring to units of oil, meaning you have oil of mine that fill jugs. And therefore, that's why the jugs of oil, according to Chachamim, is a claim for the oil volume and not the jugs per se. So when the person admits, says, oh, I have jugs, no oil, that's why it is not considered modeh b'mikzah. Okay. The Gemara says, okay, but just ask the guy what he meant. Vishaluha. Yishalune. Sorry, just ask him what he meant when he said jugs of oil. So he says, no, ba'hu de'ishtadek. We're doing a situation where the person was unable to speak. Something happened to him and he lost his capacity of speech. And therefore, in that situation, that's why I have this machlokas. This is a very, very specific situation. We asked for jugs of oil and it wasn't able to be clarified exactly what he meant. That's a machlokas admon chachamim. Now the Gemara says, "Kenin matnita kafar b'miktzat karkaot patur miktzat kelim chayav." So to explain what this is saying here, now I've changed the gears to patur and chayav because it has to read that way. But the way the Ritbaz explains this piece is as follows: He says, just to show you the Mishnah on this case is with modeh b'miktzah at the very end of it. It says, Mimikzat karko patur. So what's interesting here with what is being mechayev the shvu in the case of where he partially admits to the what's it called? The partially admits to the kalim. What's being mechayev is not the partial admission, it's really the partial, as it says here, kafar, the partial kfira in the kalim. Okay? Now, I'll read the Ribbas to explain why that's important. He says, Ken tzirich lomar, it says, tefus ha-mukhlach, etc., keperish p'nei Moshe. Fine. V'achi pirosho. Te'ilu lefi ha-gargarsena mishna hoda b'miktzat kelim chayev in a situation where the claim was for kelim and karka, and he partially admitted to the kelim. If you read the Mishnah, hoda b'miktzat kelim chayev, demash mi mizah hoda yada kelim, the fact that he partially admitted the kelim, mechayev ha-shvua ha-kfir is chayev for what? For the kfir on the karka. Ubeimet hoda yada kelim, ein mechayev shvua ala karka, but it's not true. Because the partial emission of the kelim is not what's mechayev the shvuah on the karka. Dimushavalei ta'anu chitim v'seorim. It's two different claims. Voda b'chamen. Ella ha'ikar mishum de shvuah la'kfira de kelim zoka ko shvuah la'kfira karka. It's a fact that it was a partial emission and a kfira, let's say, specifically the fact it was kofir and partially of the kelim. That's what generated the chiyuv in the kelim. And once you've got the chiyuv from the kelim, that's how it's megalgil the shvuah, if you like, for the karka. That's the way he reads it, and he continues in more detail there. You can read to the end of it, but that's the gist of what he's saying. Okay, let's head there. All right, with that, we'll continue with the mission next year. Okay, God's
Have a good day.